Hebrews chapter 9. The first tabernacle, indeed, had a set of rules of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For the first part of the tabernacle, which is called the holy place, was carefully equipped, containing the lampstand and the table for the showbread. And after the second veil was an inner tabernacle called the Holy of Holies, having a golden incense censer and the Ark of the Covenant covered inside and outside with gold, in which was a golden pot holding the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were cherubim of glory, overshadowing the propitiatory cover, which are things that we will not speak about in great detail for now. Now having these things carefully prepared in this way, the priests go continually into the first part of the tabernacle, fulfilling the services. But the high priest goes alone into the second part only once a year, and not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the sins of the people committed through ignorance. Through this arrangement, the Holy Spirit is showing that open access for everyone into the holiest place had not yet been revealed while the first tabernacle was still in use. This tabernacle was only a figure of something in the future which was set up for a limited time, for both gifts and sacrifices were offered which cannot, with respect to the conscience, make the ones it served perfect. This is because it only deals with meats, drinks, and various ceremonial washings which are merely human ordinances imposed until a time of reformation. But the Anointed One has come as a high priest of the good things which has been planned in the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with human hands, that is to say, not of this creation. He entered into that holiest place once for all, not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, having found an eternal ransom for us. For if the blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a heifer sprinkled on the defiled ones purified their flesh to make it clean, how much more will the blood of the Anointed One, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify your consciences from acts which produce death, enabling you to serve the living God? And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant, since a death has taken place for the release by ransom of those who violated the first covenant, so that those who have been called may be receiving the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a will or testament, the one who made it must have died. For a will is only valid when there has been a death, since it has no validity while the one who made it is still alive. Therefore, even the first covenant or testament was not dedicated without blood, signifying a death. For when Moses had spoken every commandment to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and the goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the scroll itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God commanded for you." Furthermore, he sprinkled the tabernacle and all the service utensils in the same way with the blood. And according to the law, almost all things are cleansed with blood, for without the shedding of blood, a death, there is no release from sins. It was necessary, therefore, for the copies of the things in the heavens to be cleaned in this way. But the heavenly things themselves have been cleansed with better sacrifices than those. For the Anointed One did not enter into holy places made with human hands, which are merely types of the true ones, but into heaven itself, and is now appearing before the face of God for us. Neither does he need to offer himself often, since the high priest entered into the holiest place every year with the blood of another. Or else he would have had to suffer frequently since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has been manifested to abolish sin by the sacrifice of himself. And seeing that it has been reserved for men to die only once, and after this comes the judgment, so also the Anointed One, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time to those who wait for him, having put aside the problem of sin, to bring them the final step of their salvation, the redemption or glorification of the body. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 9. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.